USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is thrilled with the latest jobs report.
That's a spectacular number. What we've done here basically is created 8 million jobs in the last 2 months, May and June. The unemployment rate is falling.
4.8 million jobs were added last month. Meantime, the unemployment rate now is at 11.1%. Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing an executive order requiring all Texans to wear face coverings over their mouth and nose in public spaces. Abbott says we need to take steps to curb the spread of coronavirus.
But this time, we need to refocus on slowing the spread. But this time, we want to do it without closing down Texas again.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says there are many things to consider when creating a coronavirus vaccine.
Obviously, developing the vaccine is the top priority, but right below that top priority is having a plan that distributes that vaccine in a way that people believe is fair and equitable.
Blunt, making his comments during a Senate hearing, also says he knows the coronavirus vaccine concerns many.
There are clearly concerns about the vaccine. About half of Americans are either reluctant. About one out of five Americans says they're just not going to take the vaccine. I certainly intend to.
Mississippi's state flag is removed from the Capitol. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The flag with the Confederate emblem was removed a day after Governor Tate Reeves signed a measure to do away with it. The push to change the flag coming amid ongoing national discussions about race.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The director of the National Institutes of Health is confident there will be a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year. Speaking at a Senate hearing, Dr. Francis Collins says development has already moved at a rapid pace. This as many states are beginning to pull back some of the reins as far as reopening as cases across the country of coronavirus continue to spike. Paul DeTuro is a breathing performance specialist. I had a chance to catch up with him and ask him if he thinks we need to go back to shutting down some things to help slow the spread of coronavirus.
I think there's a happy medium. What we can't do is try and recreate the life that we all had 6-7 months ago. I think people are too quick to try and replicate what we had. I think you can remain open just with slight variations. So as long as we're maintaining the distance, people are wearing masks, people are doing good hygiene, and they're doing respiratory training, we can live a little more relaxed, a little more open. Maybe not wide open the way that we would like to, but I don't think it's a binary completely open or completely shut. There's probably a happy medium, and I think that's where most states will settle.
Veteran broadcaster Hugh Downs is dead at the age of 99. His family says he passed away on Wednesday at his home in Scottsdale, Arizona. Downs was part of many shows, including 2020 and The Today Show. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.